So, what do you think you need before you can finally feel confident with your workouts, your food, or a glass of wine in your hand at a party? Now, if you said confidence, I love you, but that's backwards. So, stick around because I'm about to tell you what actually comes first.
You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 128. So, this is the show for women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s who are done starting over every Monday and ready to become someone who actually follows through. We talk about mindset, we talk about identity, and the habits that build toned arms without punishment or extremes. So today I want to talk about something that trips up almost every woman I coach, whether it shows up in her workouts or her food or maybe her drinking. So let's get into it. I was working with a client recently and she was feeling pretty stuck. And here's what happened. She'd managed to stop her nightly wine habit. 5 o'clock used to roll around and there was a glass of wine in her hand every single time, no exceptions. She'd been working on that for a while and she finally broke it. She said she felt better, not just physically, but emotionally too. She also told me she was still stuck when it came to her workouts. And we kept going back and forth about the fact that if she wanted to teach her brain to actually show up consistently, she had to practice showing up, even on the days she didn't feel like it. Not just decide it in her head, actually do it. And the practice looked like putting her shoes on and getting to the workout on purpose on the days she didn't feel ready, just to watch what her brain did. Because when you're practicing, it's not only about gritting your teeth and getting through it. It's about tuning into how you're feeling and noticing what your brain throws at you. That's how you understand the whole think, feel, act cycle. We're trying to bring awareness to your thoughts so you can see how they're driving your actions. Now, every time we talked about this, it sounded good to her. And every time she came to test it out, she'd buck. Finally, she'd look at me and said, "Can you just tell me what to think? Can you just tell me what to think so I can feel confident and actually want to work out?" And that's one of the most common things that I hear. Once you understand that your thoughts create your feelings, there's this urge to skip straight to the good part. Give me the thoughts so I can feel better and avoid the discomfort. But here's the thing, it doesn't work like that. And I want to tell you why. You can't teach your brain new things, better serving thoughts in a hard situation without practicing being in that situation. You can't master staying consistent with your workouts, staying consistent, staying calmer on food at night, or holding a club soda at a party if you're not willing to practice putting yourself there. You have to practice in order to create change. I use the bike example all the time because it's just true. You can read every book, listen to every podcast, and watch every video on proper form. But until your butt is actually on the seat, it's all hypothetical, right? Your brain doesn't know how to do it just because it hasn't tried. You haven't built the pathway yet. You need the reps to learn. Now, here's the problem. A lot of you think you're practicing when really you're just confirming a bias you already have. Your bias might be, if I skip the wine at this party, I won't have fun. Or if I do a workout when I'm exhausted, I'll hate every second. So what happens? You decide, fine, I'll try it once. And you go into it already sure it's going to be miserable. And guess what? It is. And you come back with your hands on your hips, like, see, I knew it would be terrible. Of course you didn't enjoy it. Your brain isn't used to feeling good in that situation without the reward it's used to getting. That's not a problem. The problem is what you do next. Did you expect it would be uncomfortable? Did you welcome that discomfort? Did you tell yourself, of course, my brain is reacting this way. Nothing's gone wrong. It's just used to a different payoff. Most women don't do that. Most women decide something's gone wrong and use it as proof they'll never change. So pay attention to where your thoughts go in that moment. Are you noticing that your thoughts are creating the negative feeling? Or are you blaming the workout, the food, or the glass in your hand? Because it's not the workout and it's not the wine. It's what you're making it mean. It's a lot like getting on a bike after years on training wheels. Of course, it's wobbly. Your brain only knows the training wheels so far. It has to learn something new, and that takes more than one try. Practice isn't a one-time thing. You don't do it once and say, well, I tried. I want to tell you about something from my own life that has nothing to do with arms at all. About 10 years ago, I quit drinking. And I remember so clearly the first few times I went to someone's house after that, the host would ask so casually, what can I get you to drink? And my whole body would tense up. I didn't have my old answer anymore, and I didn't have a new one that felt natural yet. It was awkward. It was uncomfortable. Some part of me wanted to stay home forever just so I never had to answer that question again. But I didn't let that first uncomfortable moment mean I couldn't learn this. I kept going. The next time it was a little easier. The time after that was easier still. And eventually I got to a place where someone could hand me a drink menu and it just didn't rattle me anymore. I wasn't performing confidence. I actually had it, but it came after the practice, not before. If I'd stopped after that first awkward kitchen moment, or if I just asked someone to tell me what to think so I could feel instantly confident, I never would have gotten there. A lot of you aren't even practicing right now. You're hiding, staying home so you don't have to face the party, skipping the workout so you don't have to face feeling out of shape. And I get it. I really do. That felt easier for me too for a while. But it's not sustainable. You can't only stay consistent with your health if you seclude yourself from your entire life. So what happens when you're not practicing? You catastrophize. You imagine everything going wrong before it even happens. And of course you do. Your brain wants to protect the old habit. The old habit is easy, efficient, and it hands out a nice dose of dopamine. The lower part of your brain cares about exactly three things: being efficient, chasing pleasure, and avoiding pain. It doesn't care that skipping workouts for another year means you'll still be standing in front of your closet feeling frustrated with your arms. It just wants the reward right now. So my question for you is, what would it take for you to actually go practice? Well, first, you have to accept that practice is supposed to be hard. And listen, that's not a problem. That's not proof that something's gone wrong. If it were easy, your brain would have nothing left to learn. You also can't think one positive thought, I'm going to crush this workout, and expect your brain to buy it instantly. If you've heard my episode on bridge thoughts, you know we can't slap on positive thinking and expect it to hold. Your thoughts have to be believable to actually create a new feeling. So no, I can't just hand you the thoughts to think. Some of the shift comes from adjusting how you talk to yourself, sure. But the bigger piece is your willingness to put yourself in the exact situations your brain would rather avoid. Because if every one of your thoughts is aimed at avoiding discomfort, you're gonna hit a wall. Discomfort is part of life. It's part of learning. It's part of becoming a naturally toned woman who trusts herself. So I want you to think about this. Where do you actually need to practice? It's different for everyone. Maybe it's your workout the second you get home from work before you can talk yourself out of it. Maybe it's holding a sparkling water at a party without feeling like the odd one out. Maybe it's walking past the kitchen at 9 at night without grabbing something just to kind of numb out. Pinpoint your area, because you don't want to be like my client, feeling proud that she finally kicked the wine habit, but still hiding from her workouts. You want to show your brain that no matter what situation you're in, you can handle it. So where do you need practice? And what are you actually doing about it right now? Are you sitting on the sidelines, catastrophizing, telling yourself you'll take action once you feel more confident? Because that's not how confidence works. Confidence comes from doing the hard, uncomfortable thing over and over and teaching your brain that it wasn't as bad as it predicted. Are you only willing to try it once? Felt wobbly, decided you hated it, and threw in the towel? Because that's not practice. That's one attempt. And one attempt teaches your brain nothing. The difference is whether you're committed to practicing again and again until your brain masters it. Now, here's the good news. Your brain already knows how to do this. You didn't start out needing wine to feel social or food to feel calm. You taught your brain that, which means you can teach it something new. I want you to sit with something for a moment. Where in your life right now are you refusing to practice because you're waiting to feel ready first? You don't need the answer right now. You just need to notice it. And this is what it means to become a naturally toned woman. It's not about arriving at a certain number on the scale or a certain body. It's about becoming someone who practices showing up, even when she doesn't feel like it yet, until her brain finally believes she can be trusted. That's how the workouts stick. That's how the wine glass stops running the show. That's how food stops being the thing you reach for just to feel okay. Change happens slower than you want, but it happens faster than you think, as long as you're willing to practice instead of waiting to feel ready. Now, if this resonated with you, go check out Arms by Christine over at thearmcoach.com. And if you loved this episode, I'd love it if you left a review on Apple Podcasts. You can always reach me at Christine@ChristineRucker.com. Otherwise, I'll see you next week.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.